USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The military says about 3,000 troops are being sent to Afghanistan, but it's not a deployment to fight the Taliban. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says they're only being sent to help State Department workers and U.S. supporters out of Kabul safely.
A very temporary mission for a very specific purpose. That's a big difference than saying you're deploying for, you know, 8, 9, 12 months, forces to stabilize and secure Afghanistan, which we've been doing for the last 20 years. This is a very narrowly defined, very temporary mission.
The Taliban has been taking control of much of Afghanistan, including the provincial capital of Kandahar, as U.S. and NATO allies withdraw. Tropical Storm Fred has now prompted a storm watch for the Florida Keys. It's now a tropical depression. The storm is expected to drench Cuba and the Bahamas. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place. But we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says they're seeing progress in vaccinations, especially in states that have the highest number of COVID cases.
In the past month, we've nearly tripled the average number of shots each day in Arkansas and quadrupled in Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi.
Zients also had praise for private employers, colleges, and hospital systems that are putting vaccine mandates in place. Information on the 2020 census has now been released. It shows that the United States has become more diverse and more urban over the past decade. The Census Bureau reports the white population has dropped for the first time on record. California Hispanics have become the largest racial or ethnic group, growing to 39.4% of the state's population. But nationwide, Caucasians still remain the most prevalent group in the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo lovers, you have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
Due to rising crime rates, over 100,000 new police officers will be hired across the country. USA's Tim Berg reports.
A Republican amendment to the budget resolution Democrats pushed through the Senate this week got almost unanimous support. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois was all in after noting the amendment's not much different than the program passed back in 1994 with the help of then-Senator Joe Biden.
Since its creation, the COPS program, listen to this, has helped over 13,000 local police departments hire over 134,000 officers. We believe in it on the Democratic side. We're glad you've come around.
Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri's amendment would provide grants for local law enforcement agencies to hire 100,000 officers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
In most parts of the West, there's too much smoke to see the brilliant light show in the sky. It's that time of year. The Perseid meteor showers are lighting up the night sky with shooting stars. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Brian Thompson is with AccuWeather.
As we get to the peak here, we could be looking at 60 to as many as 100 meteors per hour for a brief period of time. Won't be like that all the time. And the best way to view these, obviously, is to get as far away from city light as possible. That's how you can kind of maximize your potential for seeing more meteors.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.